So it's all about work. But how we see work, especially the work of God, is a very important thing. In the second reading today, St. Paul's little part of the letter to the Philippians, he uses a phrase that harkens back to our Blessed Mother. He says to the Philippians and to us, Christ magnifies my life. And what I do, I magnify the life of Christ within me. That is a work that I am called to do. It reminds us of what Mary said to her cousin Elizabeth after she was greeted at Elizabeth's house. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Because with Mary, St. Paul, and our church, we are called to magnify the presence of Jesus Christ in the world. We're called to let his light shine forth so we are joyful in the service of our Lord. And it is that different attitude about serving God that helps us then shine light onto the gospel reading tonight. Because if laboring in the vineyard of the Lord, as St. Paul says to us today, brings joy, magnifies his life, allows him to shine forth into the world, then in truth, that is how we are called to enter into the labor within the vineyard of the Lord. And certainly that's not the attitude of those who went into the vineyard very early in the morning and come out grumbling. Because God calls us to be peaceful, joy-filled, full of life, full of grace, full of love, full of mercy, full of blessing. Not grumpy and angry and frustrated. The Christian that refuses to smile because somehow smiling might bring something bad into their lives. But we are called to be joyful in the presence of the Lord, to dance and to sing and to celebrate in the presence of the Lord. We are called to magnify Jesus Christ, to let our souls proclaim that greatness of God. That is a challenge that we're faced with. And certainly we don't do it all the time. I fail miserably at moments of my life to magnify Jesus Christ in my life. And yet God calls us back again. Because if we hear the parable today in its fullness, it's not just about the landowner, the owner of the vineyard, who is generous beyond generosity. But it's also about the response of the laborers. It is that interaction of love that we often share with God, wondering sometimes why I'm doing this, why I don't feel the rewards being showered upon me, why this or that, and certainly with the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the other disasters that had happened, why is all of this going on? I don't feel very joyful in this. I don't see a lot of hope. I don't see a lot of this, of the blessing of God in this. And yet, truly, if we step back and enter into that conversation with God, we will begin to discover those things that bring hopefulness to our lives. Because we remind ourselves that that invitation that comes from Jesus comes again and again and again and again and again. At 6 a.m., at 9 a.m., at noon, at 3 p.m., and at 5 p.m. And I always laugh at the 5 p.m. guys, right? Because they look at the landowner right in the face and lie to him. Why have you been here idle all day? Well, no one's come to hire us. Well, you know, and I'm sure landowner's going like, well, hold it. I've been here 5 times already. Where were you? And yet it is that invitation to come into my mercy, come into my love that God gives to us, that shares with us. Because we have to remind ourselves that the labor of God's love for us, the vineyard that we are called to work in, is a vineyard of hope and of blessing. And sometimes we have to think of something a little different than the parable given to kind of open our eyes to hear it. When I was a sixth grade teacher, we read this parable one time, and sixth graders are really wonderful, right? Because they'll ask questions like, so Mr. Arnson, that means that if I don't do any of my homework, don't turn in any of my assignments, but I turn in my test on the last day, I'll still get an A like everyone else, right? And, you know, you kind of look at them like, well, that's inventive thinking on your part, but no, right? And the reason why it's a no is because you miss all the things in between the beginning and the end that bring about the joyfulness, the peacefulness, the blessing, the hope, the resurrection that comes in life. And so I asked him oftentimes to think of something different, and one of them came up with this idea, right? So he wrote a little thing on this parable. He said it's all about cake. So let's say a friend of yours calls you up and says, I am so happy I'm getting married. And you go, congratulations. He says, yes, I want you to come to the wedding. It's going to be a great celebration. And you answer, well, what time are they going to serve cake? And like a good fiance, he looks to his beloved and says, honey, when is we scheduled to cut the cake? And she opens up her big book that she's been saving since 19, you know, whenever, right? And she looks at it and says, 5:45 p.m., that's when we're going to cut the cake. So you get that message. So good. Don't worry. I got it. Marriage, happy, 5:45 cake. So the day of the marriage, he's there and he's at his house and he's wondering like, God, where's my friend? So he texts you and goes like, getting ready for my wedding. Where are you? He said, don't worry, I'll be there. Cake at 5:45, right? And then right before the wedding celebration begins, he looks out there and he still does not see you in the church preparing for the wedding. And he texts you, wedding about to start. Where are you? He said, don't worry, I've got it. 5:45 cake. And of course, the wedding begins, or sorry, the celebration of the reception begins. All those things are happening that happened there, you know, toasts, all this other stuff. And he's looking around going like, where are you? And he's like, I'm going to be there. Don't worry. It's 5:45 cake. And the dancing begins, and then 5:45 comes, and him and his beloved bride walk over, and you walk in and say, ah, time for cake. And is he going to give you any less cake than you would have received if you would have been there from the morning until night? Of course not. Everybody gets the same size piece of cake at weddings, right? It's too small, not as tasty as you'd hope it would be, right? I mean, all those things, right? But it's all about the cake for him. And so, yes, he came and he received the reward of the cake at the end of the celebration. But once again, it's all about the stuff that happened in preparation for that moment of the cake that is the important part of life. The conversations to be had, the celebration to be done, the blessings to see, the unity to enter into with God, all of those blessed things that if we just choose to do it at the very end, we miss those things that make the life joyful, that make the life a blessing, that make the life hopeful, that make the life a life of love, a life of grace, a life of true love that God has with us. Because yes, God will be generous. If a person converts on the very last day of his life or her life, and turns herself over to Jesus Christ, Jesus will welcome her with all the saints and angels in heaven in joyous celebration into the kingdom. But it is all that is missed coming to the kingdom. All that is missed when we choose to separate ourselves from love, from mercy, from hope. The true hope that allows us to see through the problems of life, the problems of the world, the problems of in the sufferings of those around us. And to proclaim the love, the mercy, the grace, and the blessing of Jesus Christ to all. That is the labor of the vineyard. And yes, there will be days when we're tired and grumpy coming out of the vineyard. I'm there with you. But if we enter into the day in prayerful joy, in hopefulness and grace, walking with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then we discover the true meaning of the labor of love, the labor of hope, the labor of blessing. And that is what Jesus calls us to share, so that we magnify Christ Jesus in the world, so that we proclaim the glory of the Lord and our soul rejoices, even in the moments of suffering and hurt and pain, because we know God is with us and that God will save, that God is called to heal, that God calls us to be a blessing in the world. And so as we come forward to this altar today to receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity, as we hear his word and are enlivened by his grace, we are called to carry it into the vineyard of the Lord, to be joyful witnesses, joyful laborers, holy laborers of love, of blessing. Whereas we counter those that we meet, we invite them, no matter what hour, no matter what time, no matter what place in life, into that vineyard of love, that vineyard of hope, that vineyard of joy, which is the heart of Jesus Christ.